The state of Alabama is deep again with tons of talent. Can Auburn continue their dominance in their backyard?
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. And happy daggum Friday. We made it through another week. We got basketball this weekend. But right now, we're going to talk recruiting. We're going to talk in-state recruiting. The state of Alabama is deep again, and we're going to go through it. We're going to go through in detail and talk about all the guys that are in that top 10 that Auburn is recruiting very hard, where they sit with each, and just overall what it means to recruit the state of Alabama right now. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to thebarnauburn.com. Guys, what are you doing? If you haven't joined already, you can take $25 off for 2025 for your annual membership for only $75. You can hang out with me here and Zach four times a week at Village Vice. You can hang out with him there, or you can come to thebarnauburn.com and hang out with us all day long, 7 days a week. Daryl Daprich is there as well. Brad Law, Taylor Korn, all the cast of characters that you see in podcast land, you can find them all at one spot at thebarnauburn.com. Recruiting info, team info, basketball info, we got it all. A lot of fun as well. So check it out, thebarnauburn.com. Again, the state of Alabama is going on a run right now that I feel like is a little bit unprecedented as far as how deep and how talented their recruiting classes are. Over the past 3 years, you've had a number of top 100 players that have gone on to do really good things and are playing a lot of football, a lot of snaps right now. Last class, Auburn obviously had a ton of success, landing eight out of the top 100 players. And out of that top 10 class, out of that top 10 in the class last year in the state of Alabama, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players in the top 100. So we're not, I know Alabama fans, when they want to belittle Auburn's success in state, oh, it doesn't matter. You know, just because you get the top 10 in state doesn't mean they're going to be good, blah, 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 blah. Well, the problem is they're the talent. It's not just that they're the top 10 in the state. They're, you know, top, at worst, top 200 prospects all across the board. And you have 7 in the top 100 in the whole country. So not only are you having success in state, you're having success in state when you're having some of your deeper years, maybe ever, in state. So really good year last year. Auburn's putting a high emphasis on it. Again, this year you landed 8 out of the 10. Last year, you're in good spots to land about the same amount this year. You already have 3 commits. We're going to go over all those in just a second. But the priority of recruiting local, to me, in the transfer portal era and in the NIL era is so incredibly important. Maybe more so the transfer portal era than NIL, because kids can so easily leave now. And typically when they leave, they're looking to kind of go get closer to home, especially if they go away. So when you're recruiting local, when I say local, I put that in quotation marks. When you're recruiting in your natural recruiting areas, you're not going way out and getting folks. It's a lot easier to retain those guys. It's a lot easier to retain guys that grew up around or near the school, because again, you can go, if you go off, you have one bad experience and you want to come home. Now you can just come home. Now you can just leave. So I think even if you look at a lot of the transfer portal guys, you're getting a lot of Georgia guys. You're getting a lot of guys that are in your natural recruiting areas to come back home, I guess, in play. And that's always a plus. That's why I think you're seeing, I think recruiting in-state was important regardless, but it's even more important, I think, to build that foundation because of that very fact. Everybody's trying to get your players. Doesn't matter. Every single year, everybody's trying to get your players. So if you're the home school, you know, you're a home team, it's a lot easier to retain those guys. And you see Auburn's had really good retention over the last several years. I think this is a big factor for it. You're not going out and you're not getting a bunch of dudes from all over the place. You're getting your local guys and you're building that wall in state, continually visiting, continually going to see coaches, continually going to every event you possibly can go to in state. And during this quote unquote contact period, that where you can actually go visit schools, you can actually go visit players, these coaches have been burning it up. You wouldn't believe all the places it looked like Hugh Freeze popped up yesterday. And a lot of it was in state. So clearly the focus is on in state, and it paid off last year. And I think it's going to pay off this year as well. So let's talk about the top 10 players in the state of Alabama this year and just kind of talk about where Auburn sits with each and then kind of wrap it up at the end and look at, you know, just the overall priorities and what Auburn's looking at to achieve out of this class. So the number one player in the state is Tank Jones. He's a five-star edge from St. Paul's. Look, there's just so – I mean, there's not much else left to say about Tank. He's 6'4", 230 pounds. He is a massive priority for this staff. Edge is a premium position where you got to continually stack those guys because – They're freak athletes, and they can typically do a lot of different things. And Tank is that guy. He plays basketball. He's a very, very well-rounded athlete, plays at a really good school. Mobile is, you know, Auburn's sort of chipping away there in Mobile. They're chipping away. They're trying to establish a foothold. When Auburn had a lot of success, they would get a lot of difference makers out of Mobile. And then it became to where Saban kind of shut the door on Mobile, and Auburn's made it Hugh Freeze has made it a priority ever since he's been here. So to get another one out of Mobile, and that player just so happened to be the number one player in the state of Alabama, that'd be a big statement. It's going to be tough, even if the Alabama staff doesn't put a priority on Tank, because there's a lot of Alabama folks in St. Paul. Not St. Paul's in Mobile that are probably going to be working to push this kid to Alabama. So I think it's really truly 50-50. Auburn's got a feather in their cap when they have Shedarius Tootle, who's a good buddy of his, already committed. And we'll talk about Shedarius in a minute. But yeah, that one's going to be a battle. So it's really hard to know exactly which way that one's going to go. There was some predictions for Auburn early on. Again, that may have jumped the gun a little bit. I still think Auburn has a really good shot here, but it's definitely going to be a battle. I wouldn't expect this one to be done until probably late summer, maybe even go into right before the season starts. He does seem like a kid who wants to get it done before the season starts. I don't think he wants to be a signing day guy, but we'll see. But Tank Jones, he's a player. If he goes to Auburn, if he goes to Alabama, he's going to be good no matter where he goes. So definitely worth that number one rating. Number two in the state is C.D. Morgan from Benjamin Russell. There were some rumors that he could possibly transfer to Auburn High, which would have been fantastic to get him closer, even though Auburn has not necessarily had a ton of success recruiting kids from Auburn High. I think this would have been a good thing. Not far, regardless, Alexander City, he's only 45 minutes up the road, if that, 40 minutes up the road. Got a teammate committed, or not committed, on the roster, Malcolm Simmons. So, obviously, Malcolm's success has got to be eye-opening. A lot of prediction already in for C.D. Morgan to Auburn. Auburn and Hugh have put a huge priority on him. He's 6'5", 210. He's a beast. He's an NFL prototype. He can do it all. He can play outside, inside, doesn't matter. Auburn's sitting really pretty with him. So you just got to continue to show that you're going to grow offensively and just stay on him. And I think you can get this kid. I would say Auburn probably leads here pretty substantial. So we'll see what happens. Again, got to let things play out. If he would have gotten to Auburn High, I would have felt even better. But I think he's going to stay at Benjamin Russell this year. But, yeah, good, really, really fantastic player. Huge receiver. Love him. Number three, Hezekiah Harris, one of Auburn's earliest commits for the 2026 class. I think this kid could flirt with five-star status because he has the measurables, 6'5", 230. A little bit of a smaller school. May Jemison out of Huntsville. I've honestly never even heard of that school. So I hope he's getting the pub that he deserves. I'm sure he'll camp. He'll do all the things that he has to do to help that ranking. But, man, he's a good-looking athlete. Again, 6'5", 230. He can run. He's got the length. Another edge, explosive edge player. Had a really good year last year. Ton of tackles for losses and sacks. Auburn loves this kid, and this kid loves Auburn. He is constantly pumping up kids on Auburn. Anytime a kid tweets an offer or a visit from Hugh Freeze, he's pumping it up on Twitter. He is a big time. He's locked in. So Hezekiah Harris, that's a big one. Zion Gibson. This is one of the kids that's going to be tough. Gadsden's just a tough play. Gadsden's an Alabama stronghold. That they do. It's tough to get kids there, but hey, it's not going to be for lack of trying. Auburn's already visited. Hugh's already visited Zion, I believe, in this contact period, even though he's committed to Alabama. The highest rated DB in this in-state class, four-star kid. Again, love to have him. Another 6'1 corner. Those guys are tough to find a lot of times. Length at corner is invaluable. So Zion Gibson, that one I would probably say that one's going to be a tough flip. That one's going to be a tough one to get. So they'd have to stay on him. But again, I think he probably ends up staying with Alabama in the end. So they're going to at least get at least one out of the top 10 this year versus zero from last year. Vonnie Cleveland. Four-star defensive tackle from Parker. Just take a second and think about this. Last year, Parker's defensive tackles were Vonnie Cleveland and Jordan Crawford. How did anybody ever get any positive offensive yardage against that team? He was committed to Alabama for about 5 minutes. He's originally from Prattville, so that's why obviously that location, that proximity to Auburn obviously helps. I think he's a legacy as well. I'm not really sure the connection. I'll look into that. But I think a lot of people thought he's going to be an Auburn guy. Committed to Alabama, decommitted. I mean, literally, it was maybe not even a month. Auburn sent the whole house to visit him yesterday. So, I mean, everyone on the defensive staff went to visit this kid. Then they went to visit his personal trainer. It's Coach L, but I can't think of the name of his facility. But regardless, he's definitely a priority. This kid's going to be an Auburn Tiger. Just you can put that down in the bank. I think Vonnie Cleveland, barring a meltdown of a season, I think he'll be an Auburn Tiger. And he's a monster. 6'3", 305. He's your inside guy. He is a next level. He may be my favorite player in this class, in this state class. Well, second favorite, because you'll know why second favorite here in just a second. He's a monster. So definitely a huge priority. Shedarius Tootle, my man. Love Shedarius. Love his dad. They are huge Auburn folks. He was another early commitment. True middle linebacker that can run, 6'3", 220 plays. He plays linebacker. He plays tight end. He plays running back. He does everything for Cottage Hill Christian Academy, and he is just a really good kid on top of that. Good family. Auburn is lucky to have this kid. And obviously, I talked about it earlier, the tie to Tank Jones. You would take Shedarius no matter who his friends are. He's that good. But it is a bonus that he's tight with Tank Jones. I think that obviously is going to play a huge role in that recruitment as this recruiting season moves on, and as you get closer to try to closing those things out, that relationship is definitely going to help. So Shedarius Tootle, my favorite player out of this class. I love linebackers, and I love this kid. I think he's going to be really, really good for the Tigers, and one that I think you don't have to necessarily worry about. I think as long as you do him right, I don't think you have to worry about this one. Jaquez Wilkes, a four-star linebacker from Wadley, small school, very close to Auburn, probably 30 or 40 minutes from Auburn, if that. He played running back and linebacker for their school. They won the state championship this past year, dominated in the state championship game, and it was the Jaquez Wilkes show at running back, at linebacker. It's always small school guys that you're just not sure about level of competition, but he does. It's kind of like Alvin Henderson last year. He puts up the stats. He does what he has to do in these games to justify his ranking. I mean, again, the measurables are great. 6'4", 218. I don't know exactly where you play him, but he's such a good athlete. I think this is a kid you just bring in and figure it out. You bring him in and put him somewhere on the defensive side. If it's at edge, if it's at stand-up linebacker, whatever, he's got the speed to play anywhere on the field on defense. So, I'm curious to see if Auburn pushes. If they push, I think they could get him tomorrow if they really, really wanted him. But we'll see how that plays out. Moving on, you got Landon Duckworth, the only quarterback in the top 10 from Jackson, Alabama, another state champion. There's something to be said for getting kids that win. Too. Kids that come from winning programs know how to win. They don't like to lose. So it definitely helps. It definitely helps to get kids like that because they come in with already the mindset of we got to figure out ways to win. We can't do this. I'm not coming here to lose. You heard some stories about Caleb Harris last year in the locker room, and maybe after a loss, there was some laughing or some cutting up. And Caleb Harris comes from Thompson High School and is like, "Whoa, what are we laughing at? I don't want to lose. I'm not laughing after a loss. What are you guys doing? Senior? I see seniors doing. What's the deal? We got to change this. This got to end." Getting kids like that in the program, I think, is something that will be very, very beneficial. Landon Duckworth does not lose a lot of games. And it's another thing to me, and I talked about this on the show earlier this week. I think you could get him if you push for him. You could get him, like, right away, and you don't have to go through this song and dance with quarterbacks all throughout the summer, and then if you miss on one – then you got to pivot back, and then you have the whole drama of the way last year played out. And the 2026 quarterback, although Landon is very, very good, he's very, very talented, I don't know that you're ever going to really have to depend on the 2026 quarterback to be the guy. So why not get a guy you know you can get that's a highly rated guy that's going to pull a lot of weight in state that you can surround with a lot of talent that kids are going to be excited to play for. And then if by chance you have the opportunity that he could pop. I mean, he's got the measurables. I mean, he's 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", 200 pounds. He can run. He can throw it a mile. Loves to throw the deep ball. Probably his strongest attribute is throwing a deep ball. I love Landon Duckworth. I would love to see Auburn push for him and go ahead and get that quarterback on board. And I would love nothing more than it to be Landon Duckworth. I've got some connections in Jackson, got some family from Jackson. It'd be really cool to have him here. And he's got some mega talented teammates that could be, you know, guys to look at to possibly add for this class. Their running back, EJ Crowell, is looking to reclassify. And If he doesn't reclassify, he's going to be one of the top 10 prospects in the country next year at running back. If he reclassifies, he's going to be, you know, another high four-star running back. He's unbelievable. It just helps there. They got a receiver that's really good. He's the number 11 player in the state. Just really talented team. Winners. I'd love to have Landon Duckworth. Go ahead and close that out. Another one of my favorite players in the class, Jamichael Garrett, committed to Auburn early. Another state champion. Another state champion that it has experienced a high level of winning. He's been an Auburn guy from the beginning. He could play linebacker or safety. This was another kid that I think was trying to transfer to Auburn High, and maybe it didn't work out. We'll see. He may still end up at Auburn. I'm not 100% sure. Auburn High School. He's going to end up at Auburn University, but he may still end up at Auburn High School. I don't know. We'll see what the state has to say there. But Jamichael Garrett, Gulf Shores for now. Loves Auburn. He's another one that's just retweeting everything. Every time Auburn visits somebody, he's getting in the mix on social media and things like that. It'd be great to land him as well. And then the last one in the top 10 is Marquez Daniel. He's a four-star wide receiver from Booker T. Washington in Tuskegee. That is the same school as Joseph Phillips. Boy, 6'4". I've seen him on the sidelines. He may be 6'5", close to 200 pounds. Really, really good wide receiver. I think Marcus Davis has visited two. Maybe he's probably visited more by now, but I think out of the first two receivers that he visited, from what I understand, Marquez Daniels was one of those. So that just goes to show Marquez Daniel was one of those. That just goes to show you how how much of a priority he is to this class, how much of a priority he is to Marcus Davis to be that guy that you go visit that early. He could be one to watch. This wide receiver class in general, not just in the state, but in our recruiting area, is extremely deep. You already got two big-time commits from Denarius Gray and then Devin Carter, who are both elite wide receivers. You probably don't have much more room, but for maybe two more. So you're gonna have to be selective, and you're gonna have to be careful there, so you don't miss out, because there's just so much talent wide receiver around you. So that's the top 10, and legitimately, I think all these guys are high priorities, and I think legitimately you have a shot to land 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I mean, depending on what happens with Landon Duckworth and Jaquez Wilkes, those are the only two that I don't know if Auburn's pushing for 100% at the moment, even though Jaquez Wilkes is a top 100 prospect, which is kind of crazy to think about. I mean, you have a chance to get eight or nine again. I think the only one you probably won't get is Zion Gibson. And that's okay. That's okay, because you're once again continuing the momentum you've built, and you're in a really good position to where you can kind of pick and choose which ones you want. And I think if all things are equal, Hugh's going to lean towards the Alabama kid almost every time. So you got a really good shot of landing, again, eight to nine out of the top 10 in the state of Alabama again, and just kind of further cement your dominance in state recruiting and just continue to build, man. And that's the way Auburn's always been really good, when they recruited Alabama well, Georgia well, and Florida well, and with the addition and then Mississippi to an extent. And with the addition of Rock Bellantoni back to the staff, that's really going to help you in the state of Florida. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with this class. This junior day is going to be massive. I would expect some commitments coming up pretty soon, hopefully right around that date. That's only next Saturday, you know, so you better buckle up, because recruiting goes fast now. It gets done quick. They commit early, and it's that time. It's that time to start really building out this 2026 class. So guys, another great week of shows. A lot of different topics. We got a big basketball game this weekend. We'll break down the results of that one. On the Hoops podcast, I'll get Zepp in here to give his breakdown of this past week. We got a Barn Hoops pod going up today with Zepp. That's one of my favorite ones we've ever done. So y'all definitely be on the lookout for that one. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of stuff going on at thebarnauburn.com. Make sure you subscribe. And then obviously, you know, we're going to be here almost every single day pumping out Auburn content, not just fluff, a lot of good information and content, hopefully that you enjoy. So get in the comments, like the video if you like it, subscribe to the channel if you like it as well, and then we'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.